Hey guys, what's going on? It's Josh, JCL Felto for The Writer's Lens. And today's episode is titled, Is the Term Dark Overused in Storytelling? And it's a topic that I think is something that needs to be, I don't know, addressed on a big level scale or anything like that. But it's more so an observation that I've made. And I think a lot of people in the writing world, or even audiences, readers, people that watch movies, can have similar observations about. Is the fact that nowadays you see the word, or rather this term, dark, being thrown in with titles, being thrown in with characters, and we're not really sure what to make of it anymore, in my opinion. And I'm going to talk about that a bit in this episode. So for starters, anyway, I'll just give a few examples. I was on Amazon the other day looking at books, and I just decided to type in dark something, you know, just dark anything. And I start getting books galore. I get Dark Angels. I get The Dark Hunters. I get, you know, Warriors of the Dark. I get The Dark Knight from Batman. Okay, just to name a couple of them that are just popping up over and over again. And like I said, I've been trying to figure out why this keeps happening. You know, is it because self-publishing has allowed so many people to infiltrate the market space that they think that using the term dark is going to somehow get them more attention? Is it a cultural thing now that we like to use the word dark, you know, just, or is it just filling up space on our notepad that we think that this is something that we need to add? So I come to the conclusion myself that at some point we all have to go, okay, it's dark, we get it. You know, what else do you want us to think about as it pertains to your story? But I do have some observations and theories on this as a storyteller myself that I think need to be said, considering how this term has been used just exponentially over the years. And for one, seeing it in the West happen a lot and pretty rapidly is not something that I say, hey, this is cause for concern. We need to absolutely start reining in on the storytelling. But it is a little bit of a flag for me, because a lot of my episodes I talk about, like, what is the job of a storyteller? You know, like, what is it that you do as a person that tells story? You know, like, what is your primary functions? Like, what are you meant to do? And great storytellers tell great stories, okay? They know how to tell a great story. And me personally, parts of a great story end up having great virtues expressed. And when you have a term like dark that's constantly being thrown in, we're talking about more than just there's dark in a room, okay, that there's suddenly blackness in a room, right? I mean, I think anybody that's listening to this grasps that concept that I'm not just talking about the lights go out and it's dark in the room. I'm talking about a literal, not a literal, but a more of a metaphorical, it's darkness, right? There's a darkness around him. There's a darkness inside of him or her. You know, there's a dark layer of intention that this character has. And you have to unpack that a bit and figure out, well, why is it that that's become so popular? Why is it that's so alluring? And like I said, I have some theories and some observations on it. So let's just get right into it, especially, like I said, here in the West. So for one, the idea of darkness is mysterious. That might go without saying, but whenever you use this term, like the Dark Lord, for instance, like the Dark Lord is something that's been used quite a bit in fantasy and in fiction. I mean, let's think about it. The Dark Lord of the Sith, the Dark Lord Voldemort, right? The Dark Lord Sauron. Okay, there's this idea that adding dark in front of it now changes the whole juxtaposition of the character. And it does, because now they are this antithesis to whatever we believe to be the protagonist or the good guy, right? So, but there's still this layer of mystery that comes with being a dark character, because you can't really see through them in a sense. Like, they're very unpredictable. So there's this mysterious element that comes with the term dark. So like I said, whenever you see a book, you may unwittingly or unconsciously know that you're actually reading this and it says The Dark Hunters, for instance, and you kind of go, ooh, what's that, right? Like why would you hunt darkness? There's something in the dark that's scary. And granted, I could go down the rabbit hole of, as human beings, we've evolved to be a bit more afraid of the dark. Like when you're a child, you're afraid of the dark, or at least I was. I mean, I can probably point out some people that will say that they weren't, but come on, you know you're one of them. you know you're one of those people that was afraid of the dark growing up. But at any rate, darkness does present this level of insecurity and also mystery to a person that it's unpredictable. You don't know what to expect. So in that sense, it could be something good or it could be something bad. And that's where storytelling, I think, has really captured this concept and really tried to run with it in recent years, is this idea of using darkness as something that is mysterious and alluring. So there could be something good in there, even though it's dark and it's unknown, because I know, as probably many psychologists would say, beyond the unknown, you know, is this dark void and we don't know what's there. Well, it's also very alluring to us. I mean, think of deep space exploration. That scares the bejesus out of me, the thought of going into deep space and deep darkness. But there's also another part of me that's very curious about it. Like, what's out there? I don't know. Like, what's at the bottom of a black hole? I don't know. I don't think anybody really knows, because we've never actually tried to do it. I mean, I guess Christopher Nolan tried to in his movie Interstellar. But again, like I said, it's something mysterious, and therefore we can still proceed into it without a certain level of fear. Now, in the case of the Dark Lord, yes, there is definite fear to be had there, but that's a little more explicit, I think, when you start talking about the Dark Lord or the Dark King and things like that. It's not as mysterious anymore as it is something to be feared, which I'll get into a little bit later on. But my second point then, since we are talking about the Dark Lords and Dark Kings and all that kind of, or Dark Queens, whatever you want to call them, darkness is also associated with death, right? So this idea of the light coming, you know, leaving us. So death is then associated with darkness, like the great beyond that we don't know what's there. You know, there's this sense of a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm sure many of you listening to this have heard that phrase before, like at the end of your days, you might see a light at the end of a tunnel. Well, there's also the opposite fear of that, is that you see nothing but darkness and there's nothing there. So there's this concept of death. So to me, I think when you talk about going up against darkness, so going up against the Dark Lord means in essence, you're fighting against death is what you're doing. So for instance, I'm going to go back to this. I haven't even read these books, but the story, The Dark Hunters, okay? It's almost like saying we're for life and we're fighting against death. It's not a conscious title saying that. It's a little trickier in the way that it's being presented. But we're still associating this idea that we're being very heroic by fighting against death. We're fighting for life. We're not actually fighting, you know, physical darkness. We're fighting the concepts, the ideas that run with darkness. And as a storyteller, you can capture that with this term dark, like I said, because, like I said, darkness is something that gets associated with death. So there's that as well. So sum it up real quick. Darkness is mysterious, and darkness is often associated with death. Now, this last point is maybe on a little, I don't want to say a deeper level than even the first two, but darkness as of late, I think, this concept of what's dark and what's, you know, or darkness in general, is associated with being sort of cutting edge or edgy or with the times or even progressive. Because I think about a lot of popular TV shows, and they are popular, okay, so like American Horror Story or Dexter. Okay, which was a very popular TV show on Showtime for a long time. I think of other shows like Game of Thrones, for instance. Very dark-natured stories. Okay, Walking Dead, very dark. But why would anyone describe them as being dark? Like, why would you say that these are dark shows or dark stories? Well, because of what happens in them. Okay, people who are virtuous don't always win. The good guys don't always win at the end of the day. Usually, I mean, Game of Thrones is infamous for this. Every single time someone does something good, they pay the penalty of death, okay? It's almost the inverse is true. And it's interesting in that audiences clamor for this more now than they did 50 years ago. Because, you know, if we went back in time, you know, 50, 60 years, and we were to try and discern, you know, what are the most popular pieces of literature? What are the most popular pieces of story? Well, you know, there was big stories like Dune was coming out in the 60s. You know, Star Wars became very popular back in the 70s. And there, you know, I would even argue that the nuclear family ideal was very appealing, that good and evil were very black and white. You know, like there wasn't this gray area of surrealism that you see more so in story today. And I know a lot of storytellers would argue that because of the surrealism, it's more real, that it's actual reality. Even though it's fiction, it's more real. I mean, stories like Dexter, which are incredibly dark, as I use the term myself, is this idea that a serial killer is a good guy, that he somehow uses his impulses to kill, and he directs them on other bad people. Which, does it really make it good? I don't know. I mean, then it's really left up to the viewer to decide. You know, where is your moral compass at, as far as what you think is good and what you think is bad? And that's why I use the term with the times, or progressive, about this idea of darkness, because we almost use it now to the point of saturation that darkness is something good. That even if you have darkness, you can use it as long as you're projecting it at something that's equally dark or worse. And that's the thing that I think a lot of amateur writers, and I think a lot of people that are, when I say amateur, I don't mean bad necessarily. I just mean newer writers, newer scribes, people that are newer to the genres, are latching onto this concept. They're using the term dark because they know that it attracts attention. And perhaps in some way they think, this is familiar. This is familiar to people. And it may lead down a path that is both mysterious and good, because a lot of our most popular stories now have this concept of darkness being used for good, which I guess from a very psychological or even theological standpoint is rather interesting. You know, like I've said before, vis-a-vis my own faith and worldview, using something evil for good is pretty much what I believe in. So, or it can be, something evil can be used for good. In accordance with God's will, but in terms of just overall storytelling, I find this to be a very interesting concept that's being used over and over and over and over again. And in my own book, The Road to Mars, I have a substance called dark light, which I think has a lot of interesting, you know, deeper meanings to it, as it is the name of what it implies. But it truly is the antithesis of something good. So I don't make it a gray area, because my characters are gray, because people are imperfect. And I prescribe that idea that people are imperfect, but you can use various virtues to bring out in them and make them conquer extraordinary circumstances. So I try to employ that with my characters, but by using the term dark light, I want that to be very specific, that this is the antithesis of something that's light, that is bright, that would be associated with something good. And that's what dark light is, essentially, is that it feeds on fear, it feeds on greed or envy, it feeds on depression, it feeds on isolation. And when it becomes strong enough, it gives rise to my primary villain in my first book, which is the adversary. So there's this idea then that, like I said, using dark as a means for dark intentions or malicious intentions, malevolence, I try not to mix that up too much with my own writing, but also recognizing that I don't want to use it too much because I see the rest of the market using it for a whole host of reasons, which I listed out as being the reasons why we use the term dark so much, as being mysterious, being associated with death or fighting death, and also being more cutting edge and with the times, that we like to see darkness as sometimes getting its victory, but not being totally defeated, because by using something dark for something good, and then leaving it up to the audience to decide. So anyway, that's my episode on darkness and the term dark in general. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I look forward to catching up with you guys again soon. Got a couple of new interviews coming up soon in the next few weeks with some fellow creatives and storytellers, so be sure to tune in for that. And until next time, I'll catch up with you guys on The Writer's Lens. This is Josh, JCL Felto.